For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill at Farm Fest under the Minnesota Soybean Tent. And here at Farm Fest, if you take a walk around the corner, you're going to see soybeans, obviously, here in the tent. Dr. David Key joining us. And Dr. Key, you're talking about some of the issues possibly affecting soybean growers this year. Obviously, aphids is maybe that top predator out there.
Well, it's August. And if it's August, it's time for aphids. When we look at the situation, we're worried about our insecticide-resistant soybean aphids, specifically pyrethroid-resistant soybean aphids. Last year in Polk County in the northwest corner, the whole population blew up. It went from being not a problem to a major problem. And we had some guys applying the same chemical, a low-cost pyrethroid, 3 and 4 times because that was the cheapest option. But 4 times, is that truly your cheapest option? Now, here's one of the problems that I really kind of loathe is for this year. We're in the south central area. It's not been that big of a problem. It's been around. But we've had some storms blow up in the last couple of weeks where the wind's been coming from the northwest to the southeast. Anything on wings gets carried with it. That includes our soybean aphids. So if you're going to spray for soybeans, aphids, make sure you're looking at, you've got your threshold levels been reached. Apply, if you're going to use a pyrethroid, apply it to a small area of the field and go back a couple of days later and see if it worked. If it didn't work, you need to change your mind.
So what you're applying, you really got to be very on top of what you're applying, because you could actually do nothing or maybe even do some damage to what could help you out.
It can make it worse. You've got to remember right now the soybean aphids in the asexual reproduction stage. Anything that survived that pyrethroid application is resistant to pyrethroids. All of her children, remember it's asexual, so all of her children will be resistant to pyrethroids, and all of her grandchildren. And you got to remember, they go through a population change over about a week period. You double in population every 2 to 3 days this time of year. So this can go from being a minor problem to a major problem real quick.
So time is money here in this situation, Dr. Key.
Time is money, and the devil's in the details.
When we look at soybeans in general, look at the growing season and such, I know in central Minnesota, this I-94 corridor, we're seeing some outstanding beans. What are we seeing statewide in general? Can you kind of summarize?
We're seeing a good-looking crop. Now, it's a long way from harvest, but it looks like we may be looking at above-average yield. But again, I'm going to have to tell you guys, it's a long way from harvest. When we look at it, the beans, we start cut off to a late start. They overcame the late start. There are a few flooded out areas, drowned out areas. There are some water hemp blowing through, but for overall, the pre-emergent package has worked and worked well. The second application of group 14 and a group 14, it's working. So overall, the beans look good. There are a few problem spots, but overall, the beans look good.
Early detection, quick action, that's the best medicine.
Devil's in the details. Stay on top of your program, boys.
Dr. David Key joining us with Minnesota Soybean here at FarmFest for Chasm Radio. I'm Joel Gill.